Well, good evening, KBA team. This is Pastor Romero Pena. I planned on being live with you again this evening, like last Tuesday night, but I got called away to ministry, so I stopped to record this message for you, and I hope to be live with you again next week. So let me jump right back in to where we left off. First, a quick review. We read through the scriptures, and I think persuasively demonstrated that not only can we have more of the Holy Spirit and fresh infillings, but we should ask for more. And we launched that with Luke 11, where Jesus was teaching on how to pray in response to his disciples asking him to teach them. And he gave them a parable about persistence, to seek and keep seeking, to ask and keep asking, and knock and keep knocking. And he concludes it by saying, "You fathers, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" So I think asking for more of the Holy Spirit, fresh infillings every day, is what we're supposed to do. And we demonstrated that again with John 7, 37 to 39. He says, "Come to me and keep coming, drink and keep drinking, and out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water." So clearly, he is teaching us to come to him and keep seeking more of his Spirit. And it's clear also from John 3, 34, that we can have unlimited supply of the Holy Spirit. Speaking of Jesus, he who is sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Well, Jesus then refers to us as being sent ones. So in John 17 and John 20, Peter is filled with the other disciples with the Holy Spirit. In John 20, in the upper room, he gets filled at Pentecost. He gets filled in Acts chapter 4, defending the healing of the lame beggar. He again prays at the end of chapter 4 and gets filled again. And it begs the question, how many times is Peter going to get filled? Well, as many times as he asks, as he wants to be, I would submit. Then we talked about Paul with the same Greek construction of Acts chapter 4. In Acts 13, he's confronting a false prophet, and he calls blindness down on him. But the scripture right before he does that makes clear that he was just then filled again with the Holy Spirit. A fresh infilling comes upon Paul. So this is the pattern with the disciples. Fresh infillings, continual fillings of the Holy Spirit. And so I submit to us that we can have that encounter as well. We see the pattern of infillings after salvation repeated in Acts chapter 10, chapter 8 rather, chapter 19. Paul comes across a group of disciples. Clearly they are believers in Jesus, but they hadn't been filled, so they got a fresh infilling. It's also the case that people can get filled with power and the gifts of the Spirit upon believing in Jesus. And this clearly happened with Peter when he ministered to the group in, it was Cornelius' house, probably the same centurion referenced in Matthew 8 when Jesus said, "No greater faith have I found than in this one who understood authority, in authority and under authority." And so Peter is in Cornelius' house, and the angel tells Cornelius, go get Peter. He presents the gospel, and while Peter is still preaching, the Spirit of the Lord falls on them, and they begin speaking in tongues, and the power comes over them. And it doesn't have to be a second experience. It can happen all at once at the very beginning, but then we want to continue to ask for more and more. And we talked about how practical it is to ask for more of the Holy Spirit, how important it is that we continue to do this, because in our daily lives, in work, in business, in family, in every interpersonal relationship, we want the fruit of the Spirit to reign and rule over us, to have full expression. And I want you to think about how practical it is that the fruit of the Spirit would be ours in abundance, that we would walk in love, in joy, in peace, in patience, in kindness and goodness, in faithfulness and gentleness, in self-control. It doesn't take long in human interaction to have conflict, to find yourself at odds with someone. And people can be very, very difficult to manage and lead. If some of you have employees or some of you have people that you report to that are difficult, difficult employees, the Spirit of the Lord can do supernatural things in all of our interpersonal relationships and help us to come with an anointing that brings life, that brings calm and peace. For these are the fruit of the Spirit. And the more we have the Holy Spirit reigning and ruling and operating in our lives, we have a great asset that's very, very practical to apply in every human encounter. Now, specifically, last time I talked about the fact that revelation comes when we have the Spirit of the Lord in abundance. We can seek revelation, especially for problem solving. And I promised a story to share. This is a fairly high level encounter, but this is revelation can come for every human interaction and every, especially human conflict we find ourselves in. There are so many stories I could tell, but here's one that I shared just recently while I was there in Charlotte at a leaders roundtable. A few years ago, you may recall, a huge uproar began with images of children and even toddlers who had been removed from their mothers, who had crossed the border, the southern border with Mexico, illegally. And there was a huge uproar because children and even toddlers had been taken from their mothers. And reports came out here in Texas, especially, of psychologists reviewing the behavior and checking on the health of these infants, and it was just unconscionable. They were not normal. They were stoic, clearly traumatized by being removed from their mothers. Apart from what anyone else would say about the struggle at the border, and it's an awful struggle, and illegal immigration needs to be stopped. We got to secure our borders, but put all that on the shelf. I was pretty clear with the administration, and I was afforded many opportunities to interact with President Trump in the White House, that removing toddlers from their mothers was unconscionable and inhumane. So as it's really hit the fan, as you say, people say, Tony Perkins, a dear friend with Family Research Council, called three or four pastors together to come and meet with then Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And as what would happen oftentimes, we were given like less than 24 hours, can you be in D.C. tomorrow kind of thing, and to meet. And so I dropped everything I was doing and hopped on a plane. And as I was crying to the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't have anything to say to the Attorney General other than stop. I have no wisdom. I have no counsel other than just stop. Lord, give me a word. Give me something, Father, that I can advise him on. And as I'm weeping, and I'm on my way to the airport, and I'm weeping broken before the Lord, feeling completely inadequate for the task of advising the Attorney General of the United States on a very, very difficult and emotional issue. In the midst of that moment, right then, I was very emotional. The Lord gave me an image of a little Mexican girl with dirty hair and a dirty face. And she opened her mouth, and a latex gloved hand reached in with a swab, a cotton swab on a Q-tip, and stroked the inside of her cheek and her mouth. And I thought, that what a strange vision. It just came to me very powerfully, very vividly. And I said, Lord, was that you? Is that you, Lord? And I felt a strong impression, not an out loud voice, but a strong impression from the Lord. I just heard DNA. DNA.
And I said, DNA? Her mouth was being swabbed for DNA. And it hit me all at once. Check the DNA to see if that child is a match to the adult bringing he or her apart across the border. Because we know that there's a lot of human trafficking and child trafficking. One of the reasons why the border must be secured because of the scourge of human trafficking, sex trafficking. And I called a friend who is a world-renowned specialist in retracting DNA from old material. And an anthropologist, and she happened to be overseas on a dig with students. And I called her, and it was late at night, but it was daytime there. And she answered the phone, and I said, "How quickly can a match be determined between a child and a parent?" And she said, "Oh, within a matter of hours, 3 or 4 hours max." I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah. In fact, there's field kits available. The FBI has them." And I was shocked. I said, "The FBI? That's amazing." You see, my friends, the FBI reports to the Attorney General. And it's important to understand that this technology is already available. So when I got there, I'm meeting with 3 or 4 others. And when it came to my turn to speak, I spoke to the Attorney General. I won't go into all the interaction, but for the sake of time here in these moments with you, I said to him, you want to be known as the protector of children, not the separator of children from their parents. So you need to change the narrative. And I believe the Lord would have you employ testing of DNA on the spot, in the field, to see if that really is a parent being that's bringing that child across. And you need to stop handing the other side a club to beat you with, because these images are terrible. Even if they're old images from the previous administration, it's still going on, and you need to stop. And so you need to change the narrative, become the protector of the children, not a separator of the children. And implement that. And he was shocked, and he looked at his staff, and nobody knew that this was available. And I said, "The FBI has these kits that can be used in the field. They work for you." And so we followed up, we prayed, we got done. He checked it out immediately. And to his credit, in less than 2 hours, he went live on hundreds of Christian radio stations with Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, and declared a new policy. We're going to start testing and seeing if these children really are being brought by their parents. And the next day, Donald Trump said the same thing after a bunch of other dialogue that took place. And the day after that, they announced an end to the separating by executive order of the minor children from their parents. And so this is a case of supernatural revelation coming when it was asked for to solve a problem. And I tell you, that happens most easily when there is an abundance of Holy Spirit moving in our lives. I just implore you, with a passion, seek out more of the Holy Spirit in your life in every interaction you have. Believe for fresh infillings of the Holy Spirit every day, all day, and expect God to give you divine appointments and supernatural revelation that can be put to work in everyday encounters with every person you meet. God bless you. Until next Tuesday night, this is Pastor Ramiro Pena.